message.
Most of us have had moments where we have felt completely stuck or overwhelmed by the challenges that life is throwing our way. We stare up at insurmountable mountains with no idea how we will ever make it to the other side. In those moments of despair and self-doubt, it's very easy to lose sight of who we really are at our core. And the truth is that we have overcome obstacles just as daunting in the past. We possess an inner reservoir of strength, resilience, and capability that has seen us through tough times in the past. And those skills and those talents that helped us persevere before, they've not gone anywhere. They're still here. And now they're bolstered by the wisdom we've accumulated through our experiences. The way out of feeling stuck is to remember our true selves, to realign with the capable, resourceful people that we know ourselves to be. When we reconnect with that part of ourselves, we tap into an incredible reservoir of power that will transcend whatever challenges we are facing right now. We all go through seasons where we momentarily forget the truth of who we are. The stresses, the pressures of life can cast a shadow that clouds our senses of self-trust, and it makes us question our ability to handle what is in front of us. But just like the sun is always there beyond those clouds, our fundamental essence remains intact. It's just waiting to be reclaimed. Think back to a time when the road ahead looked uncertain, but you somehow managed to navigate it successfully. What strengths did you draw upon to make it through? Did you lean on your creativity to find an innovative solution? Did you tap into your determination to persist despite setbacks? Did you utilize your ability to remain calm under pressure? Those qualities are encoded into the fabric of who you are. Our core capabilities, they don't vanish when we hit a rough patch. They are part of our spiritual DNA. They are woven into our very being. What changes is our perception and awareness of them in the moment. The obstacles we face can seem so big and so formidable that they blot out the memory of our inherent power. But my friends, that power is always there. It's waiting to be unlocked. All we need to do is to shift our focus back to the truth of who we are at the deepest level. And one powerful way to do this is to reflect on the challenges that we've already conquered, to make a list of all the strengths, skills, and positive qualities that have empowered us in the past. We must be specific. Don't just write, "I'm resilient." Spell out the exact ways that you have embodied resilience, like by staying committed to my goals despite multiple setbacks. And we can read over this list whenever we feel our sense of self starting to fade. And it will remind us of the wealth of resources that we have within us to handle whatever we are going through. At the end of the day, remembering who we are is about realigning with our authentic nature. That part of us that is confident, capable, and boundless in the face of adversity. Not the fearful, contracted version of ourselves that can take over when the going gets tough. Our true selves remain unshaken, knowing that this storm, it's eventually going to pass, and that we have what it takes to withstand it. So my friends, this too shall pass. But in the interim, just remember who you are. The obstacles before us are not bigger, they're not more formidable than the ones that we have vanquished before. You've got this. You've got this.